Hi, my name is Sabine from FIBA. In my last podcast, we talked a little bit about the basic of the financing. Today, I would like to go a little bit deeper and would like to talk about the different kind of financing. Let me start with a pretty often used and from the bank. It is not the most liked financing, the interim financing. This you have normally if you want to sell an apartment and would buy a house or a bigger apartment, and then for the interim time till the sold apartment, if you get the money out of the sold apartment, you have an interim financing. That is often only one day out, so you get the money today and you can pay it tomorrow, so it is not very often used. The disadvantage is that the banks price it a little bit higher because they have a lot of work with this and do not have any benefit out of this. The second and the most used financing is the annuity financing. Let me go a little bit deeper. The annuity financing gives you the same amount about about the whole lock-in period. That means let's take a credit of 10 years, lock-in, 30 years total tenor. So the credit will have over 10 years the same monthly payment. And this monthly payment consists of interest and amortization. And every month the amortization will reduce the remaining balance, meaning in the next months you have a little bit lower interest and a higher amortization. This is the criteria from an annuity loan, that you over the time the interest amount, not the interest rate, only the interest amount will decrease from month to month, at the beginning a little bit lower, at the end a little bit deeper. And on the other side, the amortization will go at the beginning a little bit lower and then increase a little bit stronger. An example for this is a normal bank loan over 10, 15 or 20 or 25 or 30 years. But also the KfW loans are an example for an annuity loan. The KfW loans most time have 1, 2, 3 years free of amortization. So at the beginning you only pay the interest, and starting after 1, 2, 3 years you also pay the amortization. Also these loans have like 10, 15, 20, 25 or 30 years total tenor, but the lock-in period in KfW loans is always 10 years. Okay, so from the logic, take as a third the repayment loan. This is a loan we do not see very often. So you have over a fixed tenor always the same amortization, and the interest comes on top. So I do not see this in the reality anymore. I only wanted to mention it, that this from the theory exists. Then the interest loan. This comes more often, and so you would pay for a fixed tenor like 10 year only the interest on the loan, and the amortization will not be paid into the loan. It will be paid to a special instrument. That might be on one hand a life insurance. In former times we always said, yeah, by this you cover the risk for this. In the meantime, you do not see this anymore because life insurances have no good rentability because of the low interest. But also it is the typical, for Germany, very typical Bausparen. So you have the first 10 year you pay in a loan interest, and the amortization, instead of the amortization, you pay a saving for the Bausparvertrag in a separate vehicle, and after 10 years you replace the Bausparvertrag, you replace with the Bausparvertrag the loan, and the amount which you saves into the Bausparvertrag directly reduces then the loan, and from then on you have in the Bausparvertrag a normal annuity loan. Also an interest loan would be a loan where you could save into an ETF plan. The problem is that we hardly find a bank, because for the bank, real estate financing is always something secure, so ETF plan does not fit for their thinking into this as a repayment tool for the real estate financing. So for the to be complete with this, I also want to give you a short overview about the consumer credits. You have it very often named different, like you hear a modernization loan or whatever. At the end, it's the same like a consumer credit with a special purpose. The consumer credit is also an amortization, an annuity loan, but with the effect you can always repay it. This is by law, this is consumer law, that you always can repay it. So with a consumer credit, you could, for instance, pay the equity for the loan, you take a different consumer loan, but also you can pay a kitchen, or you can make a modernization if it does not fit into the whole financing. Okay, that should it be for today. I hope you got a little bit insight, and I hope I was not too confusing, because it was a lot of theory. If you have any questions to this, feel free to call me or to contact me. It's Sabine from FIBA. Have a nice day. Bye.